Hey, y'all, it's Bo Haig. Thank you so much for listening to this message today. If you have questions, please contact us at 580-216-6427. And we hope that God uses this message to change your life.
Hey, guys, it's Bo again. And you're wondering, why another video? Well, here I am. I'm actually this morning in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My wife is running her first marathon today, and I wanted to be here to support her. She has trained for 16 weeks now. She's ran over 350 miles, and this is one of her dreams. And so I wanted to be here and be a part of that dream come true for her. So that's where I'm at today, but I have the pleasure of introducing one of my best friends. You guys have seen him before. He's preached at our church before. His name's Josh Abbott. Josh and I met actually probably about 10 years ago at a, you know, arena in Blanchard, Oklahoma, somewhat like I'm standing on right now. I remember walking up to Josh, shaking his hand, and meeting him for the first time. And from that point on, we have developed a friendship. And I'm just excited about what God's going to do in Josh's life, what he's doing right now. And I invited him to come share a great message with you. So give him a hand as he comes. Woo, Josh. Come on, buddy. Bring it.
Well, what a pleasure it is to be here again. Your pastor, if you didn't know it, is a magician. He called me, said, "Hey, Josh, could you come preach?" He gave me a couple days, and I said, "Man, I can't come. It was like the first of this month." And then he asked me to come today, and I was like, "Yeah, I can come." And he said, "Oh, by the way, there's two services." Nice trick, Bo. My first time ever, so if you were here for the first group, it can only get better, I hope. So here you go. It is always a pleasure and an honor to be here. But first of all, listen, they do not, only thing they grow down by me is watermelons. They do not grow singers and drummers and all that like that. So give them a hand. How amazing was that? Amen. Yeah. Fantastic. I like watching the little boy over here on the drums. Man, he's just getting after it. But what's amazing to me is why I love Thousand Hills Church is, man, I've got to be friends with Bo from the very beginning and just to see how diverse and unique this church is. I did this in the last service. If you work on a ranch daily, raise your hand. A few of them. If you, let's say, participate in any kind of horsemanship or cattle or anything, raise your hand. If you have nothing to do with that stuff, raise your hand. That's awesome because it's so unique. The sign says Cowboy Church, but hey, it's for everybody, amen? And so I love it, and I love to see how diverse your church is and how unique. Now I get to tell my story, Matt. Here's what's cool. Listen to this story. This is awesome just to show how unique and diverse Thousand Hills is. Last year, I went to a conference in Dallas called the C3 Conference down there with Bo and some of your church members, and listen, we stuck out like a sore thumb, okay? I do not own a pair of skinny jeans, even though it might look like it. I do not. Everybody there has skinny jeans, and they have this haircut that's impressive. Some of you might have it. I'm not making fun. Shaved on the sides and like on the top. It's like a Bieber, like the Justin Bieber cut. We stuck out anyways like a sore thumb. We got cowboy hats on, and people were asking us if we've been fighting Indians and all this stuff. And to make matters worse is this, is we get there, and we all sit down, and I had just met Matt. And Matt sits down, and you hear, clink. And this poor lady behind us goes, "Sir, is this yours?" And it was his gun. His gun fell out in the... I'm talking, there's over 5,000 people, and Matt is packing heat at this church service. "Yeah, we've been fighting the Indians." Hey, just embrace it. It was awesome. I love it. I love Thousand Hills Church and the uniqueness. I tried this in the last service as well. Is Jamie in here? Will you raise your hand? Listen, guys, here's what's unique. I've been to a lot of churches, but last night we came into town, and the gift basket she made for us, it was special. And so, thank you for that. Thank you. It meant a lot. That's right. So I love your church, and I want to say I pray with you and continue to do what this church does. It's reaching people. I mean, give yourselves an applause. You're at two services now. Praise God for that. Now, the last service was louder. Try it again. You got two. Amen. That's right. Hey, I love it. I love it. If you would look with me in Colossians chapter 3. Today I brought my family, my wife Sarah, who you may know if you came to the fashion show. She spoke at your fashion show. And also, I have my friend, my roping partner, Jason Stevenson, and his wife, Daisha, here with us, and their two kids, Caden and Caleb. But my wife and Daisha actually make your t-shirts. And so if you don't like them, do what you want with them. Don't be leaving. No, but it is great to have my family and friends here with us. So if you would, look with me in Colossians chapter 3, and we will start there. Here's the deal. Let's get a little background of the passage real quick. Is this, it is Paul and Timothy are on a journey, and Paul and Timothy have stopped to preach to the church of Colossae. Paul is mentoring Timothy. Now, remember that, because at the very end of today, I will go back to that. Paul is mentoring Timothy through this. Okay, so Timothy's like his sidekick that he's dragging along with him. Now, with that being said, I want you to know that it's the time of year. Christmas is coming upon us. Last night, your wonderful Jamie even texted us and told us about your Christmas lighting, the fireworks show, and all that. So we got to experience that here in Woodward. It's a great time. Very exciting, but very thoughtful of her to do that as well. And so, with that, if you are a father, if you're a mother, if you're a grandpa, uncle, whatever it is, if you have ever taken any of the new toys out of the packages, you know what I mean. It takes an associate's degree to get all the little twisty ties and the tiny screws out of the toys. But here's what's neat is there's these instructions that come with it. Now, last night I had laid down on the bed with my girls, and in our gift basket was those looms or loops. Was it looms? You know what I'm talking about? These things. I made one, or my daughter did. These bracelets. And so there's like different bracelets you can make. I thought, I'll make the hardest one. And so I lay down on the bed with my daughter, and I'm making the loom, and she had went to take a shower, and I was like, my turn. So I get to going. Listen, it was a complete disaster. If any of you have a 9-year-old daughter, you know the kind of breakdowns we can have. Dad ruined it. The end of the world. The instructions, they didn't really matter to me. I just looked at the picture and I thought, I can make it. Now, there is a certain way you pick each loom up to wrap around the other to get the finished product. Listen, I did not follow the instructions correctly. And so if you know, this time of year, instructions especially are very important when it comes to putting together your toys. Now, what in the world does that have to do with today? Well, let's put a little Jesus in it. Let's look here in chapter 3, verse 1, and we're going to go to verse 4. It says, since then you have been raised with Christ and set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Catch it. Set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And when your Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Now catch this. Here's my main point for today. Your posture creates your position. Think about it. Think about posture. Your posture creates your position. The instruction in this passage, as Paul is being so wise and telling us, it says, set your mind on things above. The position is to be raised with Christ. Now think about it. Set your mind on things above. You can't be doing this. Listen, here's the earth. That's looking at earthly things. It says, set your mind on things above and be raised with Christ. Your posture creates your position. I have a hobby, a very expensive hobby, that does not send back any return to me, hardly ever at all. I spoke with a gentleman in your church a moment ago who made me feel even worse about my hobby because he is getting a return. I don't know his name, but after I tell my story, you'll probably know who it is. Listen, I love to team rope. Jason, my buddy over here, he heads for me. I love to team rope. I'm not very good at it. We went to the finals a couple weeks ago in Oklahoma City, and they let us know real quick in the first round that we were not that good. We had practiced very hard. We were not very good. They sent us home and said, thank you for the donation, Josh. But listen, if any of you rope or anything like that, or even ride a horse, you know that position is very important. If you watch any videos, I figure if I watch Tyler Bagnus videos, it's like going to three practices. And so I watch these videos, and it's position, position, position. Listen, your posture creates your position. You cannot sit on your horse like this and ride down the arena and rope, or you will do like me. You will lose every time. Listen, it is important as a roper, they want you to be square in the saddle, set up, get your shoulders up, get your rope tip down, come around the corner, set up a nice corner, stay square, don't be doing this, and deliver a loop. Here's the thing. When it works, man, it's payday. But when it don't, it's donation day. So, spiritually, it is the exact same concept. When your posture is out of position, we're out of position. When our posture is where God wants it, our mindset yet on things above, and to be raised with Christ, our position is right where God wants us. If you would, look with me now in verses 5. It says this, it says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual impurity or immorality, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourself of these things, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other since you have been taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of the Creator. Listen, it's like this. As short and dumpy as I am, I used to be a steer wrestler. Loved it. Knee surgeries, and my wife said no more. But here's the thing with a steer wrestler. There's one concept, and it's this. Make sure they put a light bit in his mouth, boys. Back him in the box, pull as hard as you can, flip your bill up, open your eyes, and nod your head and go. That's about it. Riding, if you can ride a little bit, that's a bonus. It's not that big of a deal. You don't want to be sitting on your horse for very long. But here's the thing is, I used to be a bulldogger, but now I'm a team roper. And so if you do not know how to ride your horse halfway decent, the roping is never going to happen. You have to kind of be in sync with your horse. It's almost like this. When you're running down the arena and you're fixing to make that corner, you just got to know, like he's not even there. You just got to know it's there, and they'll set it up, and everything's right. Listen, when I started team roping, I had to put away all my old habits. I had to get rid of those things. If you'll notice in the video at the very end, Bo said he met me 10 years ago at a rodeo in Blanchard. The part Bo didn't say is 20 minutes before that, I was at the trailer drinking beer, having a good time with my buddies. And so that was the posture I was carrying, and that was the position I am. But by the grace of God and living by faith, my position has changed, and I'm standing before you today. Here's the thing. Your posture creates your position. What does your posture look like? Have you let go of the old and earthly things, or do we still like to drag them along with us every now and then so that when it's convenient, we can dip back into them? It says to not be focused on earthly things. Guys, I'm going to tell you, I got a kid, Jason's son is a wrestler, and the thing they tell him is, listen, if you can control the head, you can control it all. And if you've watched them boys wrestle, they do this. They get out there, and they try to grab them by the head and pull them down. Listen, you can control someone when their head's between their legs. Now let's think about that a minute. The earth's down here. Our Father is in heaven up here, and he says to be focused on him, not to be focused with our head between our legs like this. Your posture creates your position. Look back with me in verse 12. It says this. It says that you are to clothe yourself in these things. Clothe yourself in these things. Here's what is awesome. This book right here is active. It's ever living. It's alive and it moves. It changes lives still today that it did 1,000 years ago. This Bible that I hold in my hand is the best seller that's ever been. It says to clothe yourselves in these things. Guys, this is our instruction manual to life. My wife used to ask me, do you talk to Jesus? I listen to Caleb. No, really, I pray. Guys, this is how God speaks to us. Praying is us talking to him. Reading his word is him talking to us. Clothe yourselves in these things. And here's the thing is when you clothe yourselves in these things, your posture will change. And it will change your position. Guys, here's the deal. As I went to the finals and I didn't do worth a poo. I took my victory lap and gave him my donation. But here's the thing. I might have lost, but I didn't lose my confidence. Guess what? The next day, I'm back at it. Because here's why. I had engulfed myself in practicing. I had practiced 2 times a day for 3 weeks, every day before we went. And I had a little hiccup in the road. Yeah, we didn't get the result we wanted, but does that mean I quit? No. Same thing with us. Guys, is Christianity easy? No. No. If you think it, someone lied to you. When you signed up to be a follower of Christ and you said, this is going to be easy. He's going to bless all my needs, give me all the money I need, my wife and family will be great. Listen, Satan comes alive on Sunday mornings to your family. Your kids are going to be the worst they've ever been. Your wife might even choke you while you're trying to wake up. Christianity is not easy. It's not easy, but here's the cool thing about this book that I have. There's an ending, and I win. I win. Here's the thing. Winning is contagious. People want to be a part of something exciting. When your posture changes and your position changes, that's exciting. Listen, I am standing in Thousand Hills Church, which I have done at least once a year for the past 3 or 4 years. And their posture has changed. And guess what? Their position has changed. I've never seen this many people in this room in my entire life. And here's what's cool is it's not once, but it's twice today. It's twice today. Guys, I want to tell you something. A little side note from the sermon here. You guys have a pastor that has a vision, and he's working hard towards that vision. Bo knows where God wants him to go. I want to encourage you to encourage and love on them. Listen, sometimes, and I was one of these people sitting in the pew, and I thought, why do they have like a full-time position doing that? Guys, trust me. Trust me. 8 o'clock, we're actually at 7:30 on Monday. I'd preached last Sunday at our church. At 7:30, Bo's texting me, what's your service title? What's the message of your, what's your message title? I was like, I don't know, man. Listen, people don't just do that. He's texted me every day. He's called me to see if everything was okay, anything I needed. Gift baskets in my room. People don't just do that, guys. Listen, be a part of this church. Be a part of the vision that God's given Bo. Love on him. Let him know how much you love him. Guys, you got a good pastor. He's got a good family, and I want to encourage you guys to love on him. Let's go back here. If you'll look with me now in chapter 4. Chapter 4, and we'll go through 1 through 6. It says this. It says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that to proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains, pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the ways you act towards outsiders and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer their questions. Here's the thing, guys. People are watching. And to some people, you are the only Jesus they ever see. Remember, your posture creates your position. Your actions create your position. Your habits create your position. Your mouth creates your position. What you fix your eyes upon create your position. Here's what's neat, though, is this. Maybe today you're unsure of your position. If you remember, I talked that Paul was mentoring Timothy. And here's what's neat. Until the age of 21, I did not get on a horse. I didn't care about any of that stuff. And my wife's dad was a steer wrestler. And, you know, you always want to impress the soon-to-be father-in-law. And so I happened to be down at the barn one day, and this guy's like, if you're any kind of man, you'll run a steer. I was like, man, I'm going to impress my father-in-law right here. I'm athletic, I think. I mean, I've been playing football and all that. I was like, I got this. When it was over, my Doc Martin shoes were ruined. And my polo shirt had been ripped. And they were laughing. And it was not funny to me, nor to my mother. But here's the thing. There's an old man down there. I shouldn't say old man. He was an older man. And he said, hey, do you really want to learn? Do you really want to learn? I was like, yeah, I want to learn. I know I'm going to ask him sooner or later if I can marry his daughter. So, yeah, I want to learn. I want him to like me. I want to be, you know, doing what he does. He's like, all right, meet me at the barn tomorrow. And this is really what he did to me. He pulls his horse out and he goes, hey, Josh, this is a horse. Really? And then he walks in the tack room and he goes, this is a bridle that holds the bit, and these are the reins. And we went from the nose to the toes, from the head to the tail, the very basics. And I never got to get on that horse that day. But here's what's cool, is he took me from the very basics to where I am today, that sometimes I can rope a steer. If one gets out, I feel confident that I can go run through the pasture and catch one. Here's what's awesome about my God that I serve. He does not expect you to have a scholar, to be a biblical scholar, to know enough, or any of that. He says, this is my word. Open it. Clothe yourself in my presence. Come and know me. The first thing he says is just accept me. Guys, I ain't nothing more than a chubby guy wearing a cowboy hat that's saved by grace. And I live by faith. I'm as dirty as the next guy standing to me, but by grace, my God saved me. My position changed when that day happened. And some of us in here need to change our position. Your position will change your posture. In the world we live in today, they just want us as Christians to walk around like this. Guys, do you realize that you serve the most powerful thing ever? We should be walking around like this all the time. That last song he sang, listen, I didn't know whether to dance. I didn't know what to do. It feels so good to just to sing praises to God that gets you excited. But yet, we're worried about what the next person thinks, and we're walking around like this. Guys, set yourself up for success. Here's the cool thing, I said it a minute ago. Every story has an end. Every one of us in here has a due date. The end of this book says that I win. No ifs, ands, or buts. I win. You win if you just accept him. Winning's contagious. Nobody likes losers. But here's what's cool. Everything in this life is about a choice. One choice. I'm one choice away from being a lifer in prison. Or I'm one choice away from being a lifer in heaven. It's a choice. One choice. Change everything. My question this day is this. Are you willing to change your posture so it'll affect your position? Dads, is your kid seeing the correct position you're leading them in? They're watching. Moms, they're watching. Grandma and grandpa, they're watching. Listen, they don't say, be clothed in me. Sometimes, and when you want to pick up your earthly things, it's okay. It's always. It's every day. It's a battle. It's a war. To fight self and to fight the earthly things and to live for him. I'm going to ask you, if you would, just bow your head and close your eyes with no one looking around. Is this. What's unique about Thousand Hills Church is it's set up so unique. They don't want to call you out, embarrass you, nothing like that. Listen, if God's working in your life today, you got a card when you came in and sat down. Maybe you need to completely just surrender and accept him. You're walking around with your head between your legs. Here's the thing. Today's that day. And some of you might be doing this, and this is what I did so many times. I sat there, and I thought, you know what? I'd do this. I'd say, okay, when they give the invitation, I'll count to three, and I'll do it. And I counted to three about 3,000 times and never did it. Until finally one day I was like, this is dumb. It ain't working. Guys, listen, don't count to three. If God's working your life, do this. Fill out your card, or you can just look up with no one looking around. Look up and text that number. Just text that number your name. Allow this church the opportunity to minister to you. Listen, it's one choice. And don't be worried about what the person next to you might be thinking. They didn't die on the cross for you. Jesus did. He gave his only son for you. Here's the thing is, Thousand Hills Church is very near and dear to my heart. I'm going to ask you this, no one looking around. Is today maybe you just need someone to pray for you. Please allow me the pleasure to pray for you. And so I'm going to ask you this, if you would just slip your hand up. No one looking around. I'm going to ask you if you would. Amen, I got you. Amen. Hands up. Amen. Got you, got you, got you. Amen. Got you. Praise God. Here's the thing. If you have any questions today, there's plenty of people that would love to just talk to you. Not embarrass you, not call you out, but talk with you. People that are clothed in His Spirit and have the compassion and have the heart. Allow them that opportunity. Listen, nothing is a burden. Nothing. Pray with me. Father God, I thank You, God, once again for the opportunity to be in Your house. God, we pray if Heather's still running, God, You give her extra strength. God, maybe she's tired, thirsty. God, I pray You fulfill that need right now. God, I pray for the people in this room that raise their hands. God, whatever that need may be, God, You know how it needs to be met, and You can only do what You can do. None of us can do what You do, God. God, I pray You just use Your power and Your majesty to be in them situations. God, I pray today that we leave this place differently than we came in here. God, I thank You for a church that allows the Holy Spirit to come into a place such as a cell barn, that Your message can meet us wherever we're at. God, that can pierce our lives and change us. God, I pray that people would make the decisions today. God, whatever it may be, whether to come and join this church, God, of a church that's of loving people, God, or if it's the first time to accept You. God, I pray today that people would stand. God, to stand for their families, to stand for themselves, to stand up for their souls. God, that we would stand. Father, it's in Your name that we pray. Amen. Guys, thank you. Thank you again for letting me be here with you. It's always a blessing to be here at Thousand Hills.
Thank you again for listening to this message, and we hope to see you every Sunday at the Woodward Livestock Auction at 10:30.